Pride in Education, or PIE, is a nonprofit group made up of New Brunswick educators. Earlier this month, the group held a professional development day in Hanwell, which involved training teachers to implement Policy 713. But that training session triggered a small protest, which the New Brunswick Teachers Association has said was fueled by misinformation and hate spreading on the internet. On Saturday, a rally for Policy 713 and Pride in Education took place in Fredericton. Here's Gail Costello, co-chair of that group, speaking at the event.
We have parents contacting us who are in distress. They're worried about their queer kids. They're worried about their trans kids. You know, students have come to trust and rely on this policy for the first time. Okay, they know that that policy is out there and that they are safe.
At least one Sackville resident traveled to the provincial capital for the protest. Patricia Kelly Spurls is a professor in visual and material cultural studies. Here are some clips from an interview with Professor Kelly Spurls recorded earlier this week.
I've been, you know, involved from an academic perspective in issues relating to gender, you know, pretty much all my career, so like 25 years. Mm-hmm. And then maybe 4 years ago, one of my kids came out as trans. Mm-hmm. There's really good scholarship that shows that that children benefit in a measurable way, like in a quantified way, from having their chosen name and correct pronouns used at home in their family, at school, by teachers, you know. And I think that recognition of the full humanity of children, you know, and the pain that they experience when, they're not treated with respect, and they're, you know, the anguish that some of these kids have as a result of, you know, trying to be force themselves into gender boxes that adults think are appropriate for them. You know, I think it's really important to recognize that and take it seriously. The thing that's really important for me is that people recognize that using an individual's correct pronouns and chosen name, like that has a real measurable impact on their mental health.
That was local resident and Mount Allison professor Patricia Kelly Spurls. Well, the review of Policy 713 flared up in the legislature on Wednesday, which happened to be the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. Here's local Green Party MLA Megan Mitten speaking in the Legislative Assembly.
We're compromising the safety and well-being of our valuable 2S LGBTQIA plus community members, and especially harming the youth. The Premier, the Minister of Education, and those supporting this backlash against inclusion and human rights need to back off of Policy 713 and apologize for their disgraceful behavior.
And here is part of an exchange between Liberal leader Susan Holt and Premier Blaine Higgs during question period on Wednesday.
The Premier cited concerns about pronoun and identity information being withheld from parents, and I can understand completely the feeling you get when you send your child out into the world and into the care of others. The Premier characterized the teacher's work, and this is a quote, as purposefully hiding information from parents. And I think that does a disservice to the teachers who find themselves as confidants to kids who are wrestling with their identity. Can the Premier help us understand and help this chamber understand how many times has a child's request for the privacy of their pronouns and identity been granted in New Brunswick since this policy was put in place?
Minister, the Honourable the Premier.
So thank you for the question. And Mr. Speaker, I think that what we have to understand here is what the basic principle of what are the rights of the parents and what role do they play in education. And I think if we want to ask a question, then the Leader of the Opposition should say, you know, does she believe that schools should have greater authority over parents? Does she believe parents play any role in the school, in the upbringing of their children? And in the policy, in Policy 713, it's clear what it says in relation to not informing the parents, and in the philosophy in the schools is if parents come in, that things would be removed so that they weren't identified. But Mr. Speaker, I think what's important also to realize is that there is a mechanism in place that children can have a privacy in a conversation with school guidance counselors. And if there are issues at home, Mr. Speaker, there's a mechanism in place that ensures that that child has an ability to have the parents in the situation evaluated. That's how our system works, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
That was Premier Blaine Higgs responding to a question from Liberal leader Susan Holt in the Legislative Assembly on Wednesday.